This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I feel like watching The Shawshank Redemption right now.
That's a good one. But does that kind of, that has that kind of feel to it, where it's a serious tone throughout, tells a story. Mm. It doesn't really make too many jokes.
Not really. It's so good, though. I don't know. I don't know what it is about that movie that I enjoy so much.
I don't know. Redemption?
I guess, yeah.
It's in the name. It's in the title.
Yeah. And I've never been big on war movies, either.
I'm not either. I saw the Hacksaw Ridge with my cousin at his house and his wife, right? But I just sat there the whole time and I'm like, ugh, another one of these movies where the soldier wants to be Christian or whatever and not kill anybody, or something about saving people, you know, like Saving Private Ryan.
Well, I actually like Saving Private Ryan. That's...
I like
kind
it
of the only
too,
war
but,
movie I
mean,
like.
I can only do so much with the war movies.
Yeah. Any kind of just gruesome movie like that that's just gory. Other than Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings really isn't that gory.
No.
But, yeah. Like Fight Club? I haven't seen that one. That's one that I probably will see. Because I hear the story's really good.
Yeah.
But...
I've seen it.
I just can't do violence.
It's got a pretty good twist in it as well.
Yeah. That's what I hear. That's why I think I'll probably watch it. But like, what's that? Oh, Saw?
Never got into those.
I will never watch a Saw movie. I'll never watch any of them. Just awful.
I hear that the people in the movie are just too stupid. Like, the audience is like, why would anybody do that? Like, so they're just not believable.
Yeah. I feel like I can't really comment much on it because I haven't seen it, but
I've seen one or two, but they blow.
Yeah, and people who, like, describe it to me, I don't know. It's, like, sick. It just makes me feel so sick. Like, why would you want to sit through this? It's just gross. Too gross for me.
I'm going to sit here and watch 2 hours of torture.
Yeah. It's worse than torture.
Yeah.
Most of them die. Gross. Ugh. I could never be a surgeon.
I probably could be, but I'm not queasy or anything like that around blood.
Yeah, well, I'm not queasy around blood, but I guess I wouldn't really know if I could be a surgeon until I actually witnessed a surgery and actually saw it in person. Maybe I could stomach it, but for now, I don't think I could. It'd be too gruesome.
I practically performed surgery on my toe. Do you remember a while back on Christmas break? I was trying to get into the shower, and I was taking my pants off, right? And I lost balance, and I brought my foot down, but it hit my left foot hit my right foot, and my heel hit my toe.
Mm.
And my big toenail just ripped up, and I was down on the ground. I was naked around the toilet, just sitting there, like, crying. It was so bad. And then probably 2 or 3 weeks later, I was cleaning it with hydrogen peroxide, like, daily. Because the toenail was, like, loose.
Yeah.
So I had to clean it, and it was gruesome. It was like my own science fair project. It was like one of those baking soda vinegar volcanoes. That's what I imagined it as, my volcano toe. Anyway, the toenail just, like, came off one day. It was just, like, gone. I, like, pulled it off, and I was like, oh, that's that.
Yeah.
And it's about halfway back now. It's growing back.
That's good.
But, yeah, that was painful. I performed surgery on myself, on my toe.
Gnarly.
Yeah. I've never had to remove a fish hook or anything, though, but I know how if I ever do have to.
I've had to remove a couple of those.
Yeah, that's
one in myself and one in somebody else.
Right.
That's not too bad, because usually it's, it doesn't go too deep into the skin. So you don't really have to deal with a whole lot of blood, if any.
Right.
if you do it right. I mean, some people freak out and end up pushing it further inside of them, but yeah. That's how do you feel about catch and release fishing? It's kind of related.
Sometimes you can't release them because of how you caught them. Like if the hook is like
too
far down. I'd argue
that you should never release them because you're already injuring the fish no matter how you're catching it.
Right, exactly.
Even if it's in the lip, you're still leaving a hole in its lip.
Yeah, a lot of people are just like, well, fish reproduce like rabbits and blah, 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 and guppies.
They don't feel anything. They don't have brains.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you. Of course they do. God.
They are lower on the intelligence spectrum, but still.
Yeah, but we don't know the correlation between how much intelligence relates to pain, you know?
No, I get that, too.
Well, we can kind of see that.
That's where
the
people
muscles.
Try to justify it, though. They're just like, oh, they're just fish, you know? Like, who cares?
Yep. Yeah, with muscles, we can kind of say that they don't really feel much pain. But I think with anything else, there's at least some pain there. If something responds to pain, it can feel it.
Uh-huh.
That's just obvious to me. I don't know. It's weird, man. Yeah, I cook all the fish I catch. I think I've only released one fish in my life.
I've released the small ones, you know.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to throw back. That's about it. I used to go fishing all the time with my grandpa, and he has a smoker. Smoked fish is like my favorite thing in the entire world.
That's like making my mouth water.
I know, right now I'm dying. I need to get some drink. Right now I'm super dehydrated. Because of that stupid sparkling water. I'm dehydrated. But yeah, so I know how to fish. I haven't ever gone fishing up here in Logan, though. I need to do that.
What kind of, do they have reservoirs or lakes? Oh, they have Bear Lake up there, that's up there?
There's a river through Logan Canyon. There's a bunch of other places to go fishing, and then Bear Lake, yeah.
Hmm, cool.
Who are you talking to?
So that'll be good.
Oh.
What?
I said, who are you talking to?
It's the podcast. Say hi.
You like my socks?
I can't see them. It's dark.
They're the business socks.
Business socks. Anywho.
They haven't been fishing in a minute.
Me neither. I need to get some
It's
gear.
Super relaxing.
I need to buy my own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dehydrated.
I think I want to do a supercut of all the times I say man and have man. Vocal fry.
Right.
It would take a long time to get through all of the audio we have, though.
Yeah, you're only one person.
Yeah, that's true. I have this whole week off, though, so there's a little time.
That
I'll
is
be able
true.
To get some of it done.
It'll be like our... like video. Like.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
That was funny. We still say like.
Oh, no, for sure.
That's such a hard habit to...
to break?
Yeah. That's a weird one.
I think it's pretty bred into society now.
Oh, yeah. You hear it all over the place.
It's just a common reaction to storytelling.
Yeah.
And I was like this, and he was like that. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Just like everybody poops.
Everybody says like.
That's,
poop.
That's the new child's storybook. Everybody says like.
Stretching. I need to get an ergonomic chair.
I need to finish Game of Thrones.
How far into are you?
I'm so freaking close. I'm in season 5. There's 6 seasons out right now. The 7th season will be coming out soon.
Oh, okay. How many seasons do they have planned for it? Has he finished the books yet?
He's super close. I think 7 seasons is it, though. Maybe 8. I don't know.
That's cool. What's the time difference between him releasing a book and...
I don't know. I'm not that big of a fan. I don't have enough money to buy the books yet.
Yeah.
If I had money, I'd buy those books and start reading them too. But there's like seven of them or something like that right now.
They're big.
They're big, huge
books. Yeah.
I want to read them. I will. Mark my words.
So much detail in them.
I just need.
I just
money
get.
To do
I
it.
Get swamped with all that information, man. It's awful.
I haven't found a good book series in a long time. I haven't even found a good book to read in a long time. I've been shying away from books, and it's making me scared.
Ooh, do you like dark things, like Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah, I do like those. I think my problem is I just need to commit myself to something that I know will be decently good, and then get back into it.
Have you read any H.P. Lovecraft?
No. I could try to reread some of the book series I already have.
You gotta read some H.P. Lovecraft, man. Like The Call of Cthulhu? The classic.
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember you showing me that on your bookshelf.
Yeah. That's a good one. And Call of Cthulhu is only like 26 pages long. It's a pretty quick read. I like his writing style, though.
I don't know if I would ever read those big books that everybody has a hype over, like Les Mis. Or, what was it, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Because those are really, really big books. But at the same time, I think I would just lose interest halfway through them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not a Les Mis fan. I enjoyed it. I think it was really good. I know the general premise of it, and I enjoy it, but I'm not going to commit myself to read that big of a book.
Yeah. I really like The Count of Monte Cristo. I kind of had the same thought going into it that I would just lose interest. Because it's a big book. It's probably... I want to say it's like 1,700 pages or something. But
maybe I read the shortened version then. Because I was like, I thought I read that. I probably read a very brief version of it.
It's awesome. I love that story so much. I don't know.
Is that the one where he tells the guy, the Jew, he's like, cut off your flesh. Right?
No, that's Shakespeare, isn't it?
Yeah, never mind, I got it mixed up.
Yeah, the Count of Monte Cristo is, Alexandre Dumas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's about, it's a story about revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie's really good, too. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, it's great. It's a great film. Yeah, the book is spot on. It's just, it's so relatable, because it's, so much of it ties into just human emotions, just raw emotion. It's just really relatable, even
right.
though it's written about, like, sailing the seas, that kind of time period. I don't know.
I was talking with my friend about some of the books that I liked over the past, in 1984 and Brave New World. They were dystopians, right?
Yeah.
I thought that Brave New World was a utopia book, which it kind of is in the sense that, like, that's the direction it was heading.
Yeah.
But because it's so bad and dysfunctional, it's considered a dystopia. So it's a utopian society, but the book itself is a dystopian book.
Hmm.
So I like those kind of books. I could get into that.
Yeah. Well, and I have some other books, but... You wouldn't really be interested in them.
My roommate, he has a ton of books. I should just take some of them to my work, he was telling me, because I sit there for 8 hours. I can read a lot. But I have to be typing, I have to be patrolling. So I can only do, like, realistically, probably 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes every hour to read.
Yeah.
Which is decent. I mean, it'll what they call it, pass the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say
you probably end up retaining the content more.
Probably.
You have more of a gestation period.
I just hope it doesn't become a distraction while I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Books are a weird kind of entertainment outlet. Like, it's like compared to watching like a YouTube video. It's easier to break away from reading a book than it is to pause a YouTube video and walk away.
That's true. I could see that. Depends on what part of the book you're in, though. Because usually I'll be reading something and I'm like, I'm ready to go do something. I'll like read to the end of the paragraph or the end of the page and then just like mark it. But sometimes I just want to keep going to, like, to the end of the chapter.
Right.
I'll, like, look ahead and be like, oh, there's, like, 2 pages left on the chapter. Okay, I'll do that.
And then they leave you at a cliffhanger, and you're like, oh, I'll read another paragraph.
or another chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I think the difference is that with videos, it's just, like, you don't have to put in any effort, really, to get the information. Like, with reading, you have to read it. You have to interpret the lines as words, which I guess is a little bit more work on your brain, but I don't know. It's a weird thing, and it's kind of going away with, like, audiobooks and all that jazz. Not too many people read anymore.
No. It's definitely not common. A lot of stuff is going digital.
Yeah. Soon enough, our brains will.
It'll be like Tron.
It'll be a hive mind.
It'll be like Tron or ants. Or the Matrix.
We'll all be connected, man. We can read each other's thoughts. Maybe not that crazy, but.
Yeah.
Something like that. Our phones will exist in our brains. We'll just have a chip implanted.
I don't want one.
We'll just have a heads-up display integrated into our retina. That'd be kind of dope.
Yeah, like Google Glass.
Yeah. But no hardware at all. It's just all in your bod. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Some cyborg shit.
Iron Man.
Iron. Iron Man.
That's how they say it in Mexico. Iron Man. Yes, his name is Iron Man. That's how I felt like responding every time. I felt like they were just like little kids. Iron Man. Ah, yeah. It's not just that, though. It's a lot of other things they said, too, that kind of made me laugh. Like, freaking Nike, the brand, they call him Nike. Oh, I saw some Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are some good Nike. I just like, shake my head. I'm like, what? What did you just say?
Who's to say what's normal, man? Maybe they have it right. Maybe that's the correct pronunciation.
No, I watched Brian Regan. I know Hooked on Phonics working for me. I know how to pronounce Nike. And Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know how to pronounce it in your language, in your culture.
That's true. Maybe I messed up some Spanish.
Yeah. I think it's more likely than just maybe.
Oh, I know I did. I know I did. There were times where I was corrected. Often.
Yeah. Language is weird. It's such a crazy thing.
Can you imagine what the world would be like? It evolves
just like a species does.
It does. Can you imagine what the world would be like, though, if we just all spoke one language? I wouldn't like it.
That's an interesting question.
I can't imagine it.
It makes me think that one or two things would happen.
Exactly. There's more than one scenario.
Because we would understand each other fully. There wouldn't be any mistranslations or anything. So we would either be able to resolve conflicts, or they would just come to a climax. We would either become like a one world order, or anarchy.
Are you there?
Would break loose. You can hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely happen.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
You're breaking up.
My internet's got a decent signal.
So does mine.
That's weird.
Stupid Skype.
Skype always seems to, like, crap out after an hour. We have a hard time keeping a phone call for longer than an hour.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Maybe this is our cutoff. Darn you, Skype!
Skype!
Skype! I will find you! I'm going to Colorado, dude. I'll be back on Friday. I could do Saturday, though.
Oh, okay. What are you going to Colorado for?
My stepdad needs to help pick up something.
Hmm.
But I also work Saturday night, so that's gonna suck.
He's getting some bud, isn't he?
Maybe.
Some of that Colorado bud.
No.
sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. Try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.